Hello, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clemens, and this is a podcast all about pop culture, movies, TV shows, comic books, whatever I'm geeking out about when I decide to record an episode. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. We're still not quite to a regular release schedule. And I love how I did like that whole intro and then fell apart as my mind shifted to what I wanted to say. We are not to a regular release episode for those of you listening in real time. But, I had some things I wanted to talk about and not really get off my chest, just talk about things. There have been some developments in the geek world, or at least in my geek world, that I wanted to talk about a little bit. So as some of you may know, if you're friends of mine or seen some of the posts on our Facebook group or Facebook page, rather, there are new Xbox and PlayStation consoles out in the world now. We are officially in what they consider next gen, or now next gen is current gen, if that makes sense to you. We haven't talked a lot about video games on the podcast. And really what I want to do is I want to save an in-depth discussion on these new generation of consoles for a discussion between myself and David. And I may have a friend who has a PS5, a PlayStation 5, who might be interested in giving his two cents on that console because I do not have one. So just to kind of jump into that just a little bit, I bought I bought an Xbox Series S, which is an all-digital console. There's no physical disk drive or anything like that. So all of my games are downloaded, stored on my hard drive. And I'll go into more details on that in our bigger episode. But I kind of wanted to give my own thoughts on my console and then later just kind of talk to David Hunt and my friend. I'm keeping it secret just in case he decides he's busy or something. I have a feeling he won't be. But we'll discuss the differences between consoles. But between the three of us, we have all three of the new consoles that are out. But my opinion on the Series S so far is that I really like it. I know. Wow. Surprise. Dave likes most anything. And even if he doesn't like it, he puts up with it. I do like my Series S. I like the size of it. It seems fast to me, but coming from a PlayStation 4 to that, now I still have my PlayStation 4 and I haven't, use them side by side to see what any real differences are. But it seems like things are loading fast. I'm enjoying it. I've been playing a lot of games because I have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate that includes the ability to basically, if you're not familiar, which you might be being geeks, but maybe you're not into video games, but Microsoft Xbox, they have this subscription plan. It's like $15 a month called Game Pass Ultimate, and you get a ton of games that are just available to play through their service. Plus with Ultimate, you get EA Play, which is a bunch of EA games that are available to just download and play. Doesn't cost anything extra outside that $15 a month. Plus, with Ultimate, you get the Xbox Games with Gold, which is every month they release a certain amount of games. I think it's two or three games each month that you basically just get to download and you keep. As long as you're a subscriber, you'll always be able to play those games. And some of the games for gold or games with gold are, you know, AAA titles, you know, that you're going to hear people talk about a lot. Some of them are older games that, you know, maybe they released for a previous console or something like that. Now they're available with gold. Anyway, it's a whole thing, and there are a ton of games to choose from. One of the biggest things that I was worried about when getting this, the more I heard, even though I had pre-ordered it. So I have a launch day console. First time for me ever. Never had a day one console. That's pretty cool. But the thing I was worried about is the Series S ships with a 512 gigabyte hard drive, and then it's partitioned. So you have the operating system on it. I know, super nerdy stuff here that you don't normally get from me. Then it's partitioned so that you have the operating system, and then you have about 360-ish gigabytes of space for games. And considering I have a fully digital system where, you know, I can't just put in a game disc and play it, I was a little worried that I would not have enough space. Luckily, because I have Game Pass, and I think this is where Game Pass shines, and I'll probably talk about it again, but I think Game Pass shines because it allows me to try out games that I've been interested in, and I don't have to commit. I can play it a little bit and go, you know what, this isn't really for me. I'm a little bored that, you know, I don't like the way this plays or something like that. Because really, I mean, I don't have a ton of gaming time in my day. I do try to spend a couple of hours every night playing a little bit, especially now that I have my Series S. But yeah, I don't get a ton of playtime. So when I want to sink that time into something, I want it to be something good and enjoyable and fun. And another part is, I feel like Xbox has more games that are okay for me to play in front of my kids. And because I'm a little weird, like sometimes I like to play up here in my office, you know, just isolating myself. But then at the same time, I like to be downstairs with the family and play. And with my PlayStation, I didn't think that the games available with PlayStation Now, which was kind of their version of Game Pass, I didn't think that a lot of the games that were there were either good quality or they weren't, how do I want to say it? They either weren't good quality or the games I found most interesting were not okay for, you know, my kids to walk in, you know, like there were a lot of games that I was interested in playing. One recently, I think it's pronounced Vampire, V-A-M-P-Y-R, or Vampire. I'm not really sure. Obviously, it's an older game, but it was interesting to me. The concept was intriguing, you know, Victorian England vampires. Obviously, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be a little bit more graphic and violent. And I don't let my kids watch me play those games. But, you know, with a game like that, I'm going to play that by myself. But there were a lot of games that were like that, that I can't play in front of my kids. So I think I just said the same thing about six times in a row. But yeah, overall, I'm very happy with my Xbox. Setup was great. And I love Game Pass. I think it's a good decision that I made, you know, and for $300, you know, $320, if you include tax, plus the $15 a month that I pay for Game Pass, I feel like I've got a lot to choose from. And I really love the freedom that Game Pass brings to it, because I am notorious, especially with my PlayStation 4. I would find games that were cheap, and they were games that I was interested in playing, and I might spend $5 or $10 on a game. I didn't spend I rarely spent, $60 on a game. I think I did that a couple of times, like when The Last of Us Part 2 came out and Ghost of Tsushima came out. Those two games for my PlayStation were games that I really, really, really wanted to play. And I played them. I finished them. I loved them. But a lot of the other games that I was buying with my PlayStation 4, I wasn't super into. I would buy them because people said they were good, but they didn't really fit what I was looking for. So I'm spending money on games. They're digital. And because they're digital, I can't resell them. So there's a lot of money that I've spent that was kind of wasted because I just wanted to try a game. And I know, really stupid. But luckily, Game Pass is fixing that issue for me. It's letting me try out games that just seem interesting. And then if I decide, it's not really my thing, or I'm not really interested in it right now, I can uninstall it and download it later if I want. And I've done that with several games. One game most recently was Yakuza 0. It was a game that friend of the show, Adam McDorman, had played on Twitch. And I was like, it looks interesting. I'll go ahead and try it. I was pretty impatient. Didn't really give it a chance, if I'm honest. But it didn't feel like a game I would play. I love games where you can explore and adventure, and I love crafting games. I mean, a lot of people are going, oh, you like Minecraft. I do like Minecraft, but I like other games. There's one game I started playing, I really enjoyed it, called The Long Dark, that it's really just a survival game. There's a story mode, where you have to go and collect things and craft things and whatever, but I really like it. And that it's just, I love the selection that Game Pass has. Plus, there are some AAA titles. I know Star Wars. Yeah. Fallen Jedi Order, something like that. I can't remember what it's called. It is on EA Play because of Game Pass Ultimate. So I'm going to try that game out, see if it's any good. I've heard mixed reviews. Again, if I don't like it, I can uninstall it and I'm not losing money. I think it's great. So, I didn't want to spend a ton of time talking about these consoles because I want to get a discussion going here. So, if you got a new console, if you were lucky enough to get a pre-order and get an Xbox Series X, Series S, or a PlayStation 5, let me know. Leave a comment on our Facebook group. You can leave a comment at geekthispodcast.com. And I would love to know your thoughts on the system. Are you geeking out about the specs? Are you just interested in a new console? Why did you get a new console? Is it because it was new? Because I know that there aren't a lot of launch titles. So I'm very curious, and we will add that to our discussion. And I look forward to hearing it all. So, that said, I am out of here. I will talk to you guys later. Thanks so much for listening. And hopefully after the new year, because this is like the worst time of year to be like, hey, let's restart a podcast. Hopefully after the new year, David and I can figure out a plan. And we'll get more episodes coming out. I would love to do a crossover with my friends over at Boomstick Video. So go listen to that. The website is boomstick.video. Lots of fun, like retro reviews and, VHS era conversation. What else can I plug real quick? Oh, yeah. I'm doing another podcast called Playing Games with Strangers. It's an actual play role-playing podcast. We play Dungeons and Dragons, and we're several episodes in. I don't think any of the episodes I am in are actually live yet, but hey, go listen. That way, by the time you get to my episodes, they're out. Maybe. Just maybe. I play a human rogue by the name of Wilder Filch. It's a very, very fun group of people. John Haru is our dungeon master and does a fantastic job. We recently did a Halloween episode where kind of the star of the show, Josiah Crandall, who plays the bugbear named Pooh. I know, right? He actually ran a session for us specifically for Halloween, and that was a lot of fun. Had a special guest on that episode. And I am working on doing my own version of playing games with some of my family. I know I've talked about this before. A couple of years ago, it was RPG with me. It is now the umbrella idea that I have is Friendlies in Fantasy or Friendlies in Company. I haven't decided. I think Friendlies in Company is what I'm going with. But anyway, those are dumb details that you probably don't care about. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Sorry, I'm rambly. It's been a while since I've recorded an episode, and this is no different than normal. So I would love to hear your thoughts on these new generation of video game consoles. Or are you a PC gamer and you think that we're just a bunch of crazies? I'd love to hear it. No hate. You know, Xbox isn't better than PlayStation and vice versa. Just stop it. Let's just all get along. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.